Beachfront homeowners on the New South Wales North Coast are claiming victory against a local council in a long-running dispute over coastal erosion. A court settlement gives Byron Bay residents more opportunities to protect their properties. The case is expected to be examined closely by other councils battling coastal erosion. Annie Guest reports.
The fierce battle between homeowners and Byron Bay's usually green-controlled council has gone on for more than a decade. Now, beachfront homeowner and former developer John Vaughan can't quite believe it's over.
After 12 years, it's a relief that's just slowly settling in, so it'll take a bit of time after such a long legal battle.
Is it cause for celebration for you?
It is. You know, it's caused a lot of angst in the community, and it's, I guess, a celebration on one part and disappointment in others.
John Vaughan owns a waterfront home at Ballonjil Beach towards the northern end of Byron Bay. He's a spokesman for the Byron Preservation Association, which has reached agreement with the Byron Shire Council in the Supreme Court. The council has released a statement saying it hasn't made any admissions of liability and it has agreed existing rock walls can remain at Ballonjil Beach.
The residents over extended period and various residents at various ownership for time have had organised and built protective structures along the coast. And the council had over the last decade or so, until a recent council, had planned to remove those structures, which brought the whole dispute to a head.
Byron Council's position came under its so-called planned retreat policy of managing coastal erosion by reducing coastal development. John Vaughan says his group argued that the existing rock walls could not be retrospectively disallowed by council. At the same time, he says the residents argued council's own rock wall in town was causing further erosion at their properties.
The cost, which largely gives residents probably about 75 or 80% of their cost back, was about $2.75 million. You know, it's unfortunate they weren't able to be avoided. And the court orders, which have been agreed by council and council insurers, is that the existing rock works are protected by court orders and the residents can apply to repair and maintain those.
Council has not made any admissions here. It has not said that it agrees with your argument. So what then are the implications, if any, for councils around Australia dealing with this issue of coastal erosion?
I think each council just have to look at their particular situation to see if works which they've done contribute to the problem.
The Supreme Court settlement between the council and the beachfront homeowners has angered the Byron Residents Group. Its president is Kate Khoury.
Well, naturally, the community is fairly disappointed, given that the majority of Byron community don't want to see the rock wall situation perpetuated on our beaches. There's a good reason for that. Already the rock walls that are there have caused erosion in front of them, and there's a lot of very good science that's easily demonstrated to show that that's the fact.
The residents say this policy was never actually enshrined in regulations.
Well, it depends on what you call regulations. It has been a policy of council to not put rocks on the beach to protect the escarpment. That has always been the plan, and that is what all those landowners have known for a long time.
The World Today sought interviews with the Byron Shire Council and the lawyer representing the beachfront homeowners, but neither were available before the program's deadline.
Annie Guest.